Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Well, we've all heard that excessive exposure to the sun early in life can make us look older than we really are. Well, if you see dry, scaly spots that won't go away, they could be actinic keratosis, and it's an under-recognized, common, precancerous skin condition that affects 58 million Americans, many of them seniors, many of them women. My guest is Dr. Ellen Marmer. She's a nationally renowned dermatologist. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marmer. Tell us a little bit about AK, or actinic keratosis. What defines it? What makes it a little bit different than, you know, other skin spots we've heard about?
Actinic keratoses are those sunspots that they can be brown and flaky, or they can be red and flaky. But they're not your big crusty guys. So a lot of people make something called seborrheic keratoses. We call those, the nickname is SK. SKs are like warty barnacles that kind of grow on the skin, and they sound terrible, but they're super benign and just a cosmetic issue. AKs, actinic keratoses, are little red scaly spots that grow on like the forehead or sun-exposed areas, like the backs of your hands. You might think you have a little eczema or dry skin, but it just never, ever goes away, no matter how much you moisturize. The problem with those is that AKs can become skin cancers, and so it's really important for you to show your dermatologist and be sure that it's not just a rash.
Okay, so if we spot these things on us, and, you know, as you said, you mentioned the back of your hands, and, I mean, we all have those sort of shiny little flat areas somewhere. That doesn't necessarily mean they're AK, though, right?
Yeah, that's what makes it so hard. So that's perfect that you know your skin well enough to see a shiny, flat area. Most people don't even look at their skin, so it's super helpful if you wake up once a month and just look at your skin really carefully from head to toe. You don't have to memorize every little spot, because over time we grow like 1,000 different colored spots on our skin. But what you want to look at are especially areas on your face, areas that might be persistent and maybe growing a little bit, and areas that flake. And when it's flaky, it means it's active. You know, something's happening, something's growing, and the skin is flaking off. And that's very important for you to have a test to make sure it's not a precancer.
What a great, you know, bit of information, that if it's flaking, that means that it's active. Because, you know, we all start to see these things, and like on my legs on the side, Dr. Ellen, I'm noticing, you know, little brown spots that were just never there before. How often do you recommend somebody go see their dermatologist for kind of that full body check?
If you are a very kind of unsun damaged perfect skin person, you should go once a year. The AAD, the American Academy of Dermatology, recommends once a year skin check starting at the age of 18. I even welcome my patients, my little patients, like age 3, 4, 5, 6, just to kind of get used to having someone actually looking at your skin. It sort of teaches you how to look at your skin. But if you've lived in a sunny environment, or you know you used to use baby oil on your skin and tanning salons, you should probably go more than once a year. And again, you want your doctor to look even with a special gadget called a dermatoscope. They use a special kind of light that polarizes and magnifies each spot, and we really look up close at every single spot and teach you, okay, yeah, those little brown spots on your legs, those are fine. Those are the seborrheic keratoses, nothing to worry about right now. But, you know, the twist is that you can spot signs of AK. The website I wanted to tell you about is called spotsignsofak.org, and you can look at these red scaly spots. But you'll know that even benign-looking things can actually change on you. So if a doctor ever says, oh, don't worry about that, they don't mean forever. They mean keep an eye on everything on your skin. Just don't worry about it right this second.
Okay, so we do have to keep our eye on all of these things. What happens if the doctor says, yes, this is AK? Then do they take a biopsy? Is he going to scrape it off? What happens?
Well, okay, so all AKs are not created equally. Some AKs are very small. They might be on your upper lip, where you always get the same area that's a chapped lip. Or they might be on your nose, like a little rough, sandy spot. Those we can treat with all different kinds of wonderful treatments now. This is sort of the era of new treatments of precancers, where you can be very proactive. In the office, we might give you a little liquid nitrogen, which is freezing, or we might put on a chemical that will kind of blast it off, or even more sophisticated now is a combined treatment called photodynamic therapy. Photodynamic therapy is using a special medicine that's called aminolevulonic acid, and the doctor and our nurses will put the medicine over the entire area, maybe your whole forehead or your whole face or even your whole arms, and have you sit for a while that medicine saturates into your skin and into the precancer. When it goes into the precancer, it actually turns into a photosensitive, meaning a very light-sensitive medicine. And the final step is where you sit under this light. It's called a blue light, and it activates that medicine. So this is a way where we can be very, very specialized in helping you target and find all these little tiny sunspots called AKs and treat them with photodynamic therapy.
Now, is the photodynamic therapy, is this a permanent solution to that AK, or is it likely to crop back up?
That's a great question. There's no permanent treatment for AKs other than surgery. And most of the treatments that are out, all the prescription treatments and the photodynamic therapy, give you a very good treatment, meaning many, many, many of the spots will go away. But I like to tell my patients, you know, once you find one or two weeds in your garden and you know you have to weed out the garden every year, the same thing is with AKs. AKs grow from prior sun damage, maybe sun damage 20 years prior. So you have all these little tiny spots growing underneath your skin, and the photodynamic therapy or the treatment for AKs is sort of an ongoing treatment. We might get rid of a certain cluster of them today, but then we'll want to see you back in about 3 to 6 months and see if you're growing any others in the area. And we call that a field effect, meaning the whole field, your whole forehead or your whole cheeks or your whole arm is probably likely to grow some more of these AKs.
And pretty much, Dr. Allen, the damage that we did back in the day, sitting at the ballpark with iodine, baby oil, that sort of thing. Now, if we're using sunscreen in our 40s and whatever, I mean, it's still good for us to do that for wrinkles and such, but the damage has been done, isn't it?
Well, no, I think, you know, the body is a genius at rejuvenation. The body's job, most of the body's like systemic inflammatory system and immune system, is really constantly going around and finding little spots of damage and fixing them for us. Using the sun protection now in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s is actually helping support our own body's ability to go around and fight off some of the earlier damage. Sometimes we call that the two-hit approach. So you have sun damage when you're little, and then if you again get more sun damage when you're older, then you know you're more likely to allow that little spot to grow, and you'll grow into a skin cancer. So I always support my patients saying, you know, the damage has not been totally done. You have another chance, and have really good sun protection habits throughout your life.
Okay, in the last full minute that we have left, best advice for sunscreens. What you like.
Okay, well, the new FDA guidelines are out this year, and they're very interesting. I love the guidelines because they really help us hone in on the most important thing to look for. When you go to the drugstore, you're going to be looking at broad spectrum SPF 30 to 50 plus sweat resistant or water resistant, and you're going to reapply that every 1 to 2 hours. I'm a huge fan of having an assortment of different kinds. So don't just buy one, buy like 5 different kinds and really stock yourself for the whole summer. And it lasts for 3 years. So buy the ones that look like a big chapstick and use those around your mouth and eyes. Buy the tear-free kind for babies if you're an athlete so you don't worry about it sweating into your eyes and stinging. Buy the spray-on mineral kinds for your whole body and make sure you rub it in so you don't get like areas that you might have missed. And then the traditional lotions for all over the body. I let my kids use a paintbrush and actually paint
on
each other.
That's a great idea. And the website is spotsignsofak.com. That's spotsignsofak.com, where you could find out about actinic keratosis and protect yourself with sunscreen. Great advice right here. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.